Lowe'sFirst.com today.
The billionaire Trump, a governor, 2012. What's up the Republicans' sleeves? We're going to jump on that as Obama's approval ratings take a little bit of a dip because so many are souring on our economy. In other words, in translation, if you don't have money, you're not happy. And if you can't find a job, you're very unhappy and your taxes are going up. Maybe you fall into this category. The voice that you're listening to right now is that of Kate Delaney. That's my name. America Tonight, this show. We kind of zig and zag all over the place. I am very fond of saying that. It is water cooler buzz at its best on the overnight highway. We are live. That means you can chime in and throw in your 2 cents. Imagine that. And I bet you have a lot to say when it comes to the economy, when it comes to the situation in Libya, the money that we're spending with shooting off missiles, or what is the end game? The president spoke on Monday. Here we are past hump day, heading into the stretch, going into a weekend. And there's still a lot of, I think, lack of clarity. Kind of reminds me of when I hated this when I was a kid. How many of you had an aquarium? And yeah, the fish were great. But I had to clean that aquarium. And my mother would be just all over me if she saw any, if there was any clouds. It wasn't clear. I wasn't going anywhere. So I know the difference between clear and cloudy, if I can make that leap. And I still think it's too cloudy what's going on in Libya in this situation. Okay, NATO, 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 but 22% of NATO is the United States, is our bucks, our backing. So it really is the U.S., yes, with a little help from our friends. The idea is, as I understand it, get Gaddafi out. We want Gaddafi out, but we don't want to force the regime change, really. I mean, we don't really want to do that. He has to go. That's confusing, isn't it? Here's one big power play that did happen on the day that many of you across the land will be curious to find out about, I think, because most of us were scared to death there's going to be boots on the ground. I think that would be wrong with a capital W. So Gaddafi's foreign minister, Kusasa, has quit and he flew to London. He had a meeting with some British folks and issued a statement saying that he traveled in his own free will, that he's resigning from his post, and he is really one of the top brass, one of the senior figures, if you will, in Gaddafi's government. And his role was to represent Libya internationally. And he says he's not going to do this anymore. He's not willing to do it anymore. So does this mean other dominoes will fall and Gaddafi leaves? Or is it a stalemate? I hate that word, stalemate. Ooh. And that's really, at this point, what's happening. That's what's happening right now, because Gaddafi is in. He's still in. And, yes, you have this high-profile desertion from the main core of trusted people around Muammar Gaddafi, but you still have to figure out a way to get better equipment to these rebels. But do you want to pay for it, America? Do you want to pay to arm the rebels? Some of them, sorry, are Islamist folks who may or may not be jihadists. Who knows? Because it's a mixed bag. It's a mixed bag in the middle of the rebel enforcements. That's what it is. There's no one side. It's not clearly this or clearly that. Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, and the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, on the Hill, getting grilled about money, money, money. And where is this all headed? What is the cost of this going to be? And ultimately, are we going to provide weapons to the rebels, which most of the Congress people, Democrats or Republicans, didn't want that to pass, didn't think that we should arm the rebels. So this is where the confusing part comes in. We're either in or we're out. We're either arming or we're not. We're either getting Gaddafi out or we're not. My fear is the stalemate continues and even more money ends up being spent. And when it's all said and done, there are nasty rumors out there, although I don't know how nasty they are, that the CIA is actually talking and meeting with these so-called Libyan rebels, these different factions, and they're coming up with some hardware for them, shall we say. Oh, it sounds so familiar in the past, doesn't it? It's coming to me now. Oh, I know I can think of it. So that's where we stand with Libya. Spend more money, stay on the sidelines. Say we're staying on the sidelines, but in reality, not really being on the sidelines. That's why it is definitely still, not clear. Clearly, the one thing we do know is we don't really know what the end ultimately is. Boy, it's a familiar pattern here at the top of ATN because we also don't know what's going to happen with the budget. Will there be a government shutdown? I really don't think that we can afford to have a government shutdown. And try as they might, and they can tell you whatever they want to tell you, and I have certainly tried my best to connect the dots here, it will affect you. Are you listening to us in Florida? Are you one of the population getting a Social Security check, one that you paid into your whole life, one that you get, you count on, you need to buy groceries with, to pay the mortgage with, whatever it might be? Doesn't matter. It's your money. It's money you're getting. And those checks could be a little bit late. Maybe it's only a day or two, but a day or two can make a difference when you need the cash, when you have to deposit it. It's not direct deposit. You're getting in the mail. You're taking it in. You get my drift. And that's not the only thing. Services, that kind of stuff, ultimately could be affected if there is a federal shutdown. So it's bogus when they say it's not going to affect people. I mean, I heard some congressmen say that. I thought, did somebody hand him that to tell him to say that? That's impossible. So will there be a deal? Will the Republicans are pushing for? Will the Democrats jump on board? It all has to do with the spending cuts from the budget. We know that. At least $33 billion more. So that's 23 more than the Democrats had agreed on in the short term. Will they bend more? And, of course, $28 billion less than the Republicans passed in the House. If it doesn't happen, April 8th will be here before you know it, and there'll be a government shutdown unless, once again, there's a Band-Aid put over this, and that's a possibility. I love what John Boehner had to say, the Speaker of the House. Check it out.
Pass the damn thing, all right? And send it over here, and let's have real negotiations instead of sitting over there rooting for a government shutdown.
Ooh, I love it. He is fired up, as we say. He wants it passed, and I agree. We don't want a government shutdown. You don't want to see that happen because it will trickle down and it'll grab you just when you don't want that going on. And, of course, he blew up at the Senate Democrats. That's what happened, saying pass your version of this thing. Let's negotiate. Let's compromise. Let's go ahead. You know, it's been 40 days, 40 days. And nothing has gotten past the Senate yet. Nothing has happened. How are you creating jobs? How are people creating jobs? How are we not stagnating the economy by putting a Band-Aid over the budget? I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Do you? 800-259-5791. Handicap it. What do you think? We're going to see a government shutdown? Oh. We have a long way to go. Hang out with me here next on ATN.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
That's the three D's, Dan, Dale, and Don. I'm going to get to you all in just a second here on America Tonight. But quickly, I want to mention this. Obama's approval ratings, I think the Libyan thing, because of the fact that it was a little bit murky, might have hurt in some ways, has hit a new low. Now, you know it's a daily deal, but the Quinnipiac University poll, what they show is that half of the registered voters, who were surveyed think that the president doesn't deserve a second term in office. 41% say he does. In another poll that came out 4 weeks ago, 45% said the president did not deserve re-election. 47%, I'm just giving you the numbers, said he did. So, you know, that's down. 4 percentage points, they consider that serious when you're trying to re-elect somebody. And if I'm on the committee to re-elect Obama, I'm not happy about that. And I think part of this is because of Libya and what I was just talking about. Most of the people surveyed, 47% in fact, say they opposed it. That margin was high, 58 to 29%. And these are just numbers and polls, but there's a reason why polls are taken. And the reason is because they can be a few points off, but usually they tell you something and they're pretty accurate. Otherwise, trust me, the Democrats, the Republicans would not spend any money on the polls. When we first opened up, I said it's the billionaire basically versus the governor of New Jersey right now. Donald Trump, if he's serious, he's taking in the controversy and embracing it, saying, prove that you're a citizen, Mr. President. He's heavy on the whole birther thing. He kind of tripped into it because he was joking originally. And now Trump says there is absolutely a Muslim problem in the world, and he couldn't believe a mosque is being built near the site of 9/11, which is my which is my feeling as well, having been in New York on that horrific day, seeing everything that happened, all of that, the aftermath, the insensitivity of it, not of having a mosque. You could have a mosque in Lower Manhattan or in the financial district, all of that, but just the proximity of it was ridiculous. It didn't make any sense to me, especially if it was a so-called center where you could have a lot of different people coming in there and it wasn't just a mosque. But that's old news, except for that Trump said he doesn't believe that. He's coming out very, very hard right to me. And this says, and he's talking about illegal immigration and that the U.S. border should be militarized. He's coming out pretty hard. He may be the choice of a lot of people if he was seriously running. But does he knock off a guy like Chris Christie, who's the New Jersey governor? And I mean, the New Jersey governor who keeps coming up in these polls pretty high. He, in fact, he leads the Republicans in the latest Newsmax did a poll. And in that poll, he was the guy, and Zogby threw in on that too. So is he going to do it? I mean, he keeps saying, oh, no. But just quickly, I'll say the survey says that, where did you hear that from? Family Feud. The survey says Christie would be the choice. 23.6% of likely Republican primary voters. And the second place finisher, Sarah Palin, 10.3%. Conservatives really like Chris Christie. Dan in Texas, you're up here on America Tonight. Hello.
Kate, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Okay, this is called The Magic Mirror, or subtitled Sleeping Ugly. Once upon a time, there was this 18-year-old princess who was having trouble finding a suitable mate, and so she went to see the gypsy. And the gypsy said, no problem. All you need is a black mirror. Take it home and put it on your wall, and at the stroke of midnight, say these words, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And instantly, your image, the way you want to be, will be transformed from the mirror to yourself, and you will be instantly beautiful. So she took it home. She put it on the wall. She waited till midnight. She said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And nothing happened. Then she said it again, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And it suddenly turned bright golden, and a voice boomed out, sorry, babe, I've got to have something to work with.
You are hilarious. I know you're digging for those. That's good.
Okay. I have figured out why Obama has spent so much money to hide his birth certificate and his transcript records from his college days. Check it out. If it is proven that he is not an American citizen, all the acts that he's perpetrated against America, which are many, are null and void. Plus, he does not have any protection to give himself immunity for all these transgressions, and he cannot be pardoned by Joe Biden, because that makes him an illegal president. He's scared to death of what Trump is doing, and all these other people are beginning to ask the same question. Hey, where's the long-form birth certificate that every single American, every single real American has? Sorry, boy, you don't have it. Something else happened. Anthony Scalia was in a little traffic accident. Wouldn't it be convenient for a conservative member of the Supreme Court to die and allow Obama to so bring in a, shall we say, someone with his ideological bent?
Conspiracy theories abound, Mr. Dan. Thank you. I don't think there's much to that, but okay. I mean, every once in a while I'm up for a good conspiracy. In the case of Obama, I don't know, if enough pressure is applied, what if he pulled out a birth certificate and it was real? Ooh, what happens then? Joke's on everybody else, I guess. But from what I understand, I talked to someone connected to the administration. I said the question just like Trump says. Well, you know what? Forget it. Why not just say it? Just show it. Just throw it out there, whatever. And you know what they told me? They said absolutely. And that's the plan. And that is going to happen when it gets closer to the election as a ha-ha. You want to – all these people with all this stuff that they're wasting time on – this is ridiculous. Boom, here. We'll see if that really happens. Dale in Illinois, your turn in the box here on ATM with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, Dale, what's up?
Well, how are you, Mrs. Kate?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm not sure I want to be in the box. But anyway, hey, I wanted to mention you were talking with the lady about the Women's Museum in Washington.
Uh-huh.
And I hope that they'll have a section of that about the women Air Force flyers in World War II. I think they have their own museum out in Sweetwater, Texas, or forming one. I don't know a lot about it, but, you know, when these gals ferried aircraft and supplies during World War II and the war ended, they were denied veterans' benefits. They didn't even get the right to have a flag on their coffin when they passed away. So I hope that'll be a part of it. We've got a lot of outstanding women back in those times that didn't get the recognition that they deserved.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's interesting. And you're right about the female flyers. There have been, I think, the History Channel, somewhere I caught a documentary on it, and it was fascinating. I have to be honest, there was a lot I didn't realize. And some of what you just said was part of what they talked about, yeah.
Yeah, this the situation in Libya, Kate, you know, don't we have a director of national intelligence?
Mm-hmm.
Who is he or she? I don't know.
Who the director of national intelligence is? The director is Clapper. James Clapper. Mm-hmm.
Has he been out in public at all?
Yes, he has been.
Has he been
not
before
very,
Congress?
Not very much he hasn't been. Uh-uh. He's the director of national intelligence since, it's been at least over a year. And I'm thinking the last time I saw him, he was on the Hill and he was talking about, remember he kind of got in trouble because he was talking about, an Islamic group during one of the hearings and they kind of, he was heavily criticized for talking about that. But yeah, he's been around, yeah. And he's been on a couple of different panels. I think even he threw in on the Libyan rebels.
Oh, well, I guess I've missed that. You don't hear much out of this guy.
No, you don't. You're right.
I thought that he would be somebody who would be one of the chief muckawucks, you know, over this whole thing here. And I just haven't heard much from him. But I don't know. We're getting involved more and more each day. And I just wish the president tell us what he's going to do.
Well, that's the problem. I said it's not really clear. It's not clear at all, and that's the problem. How much money is being spent? Are you really, here we hear this other story about the CIA is definitely coming up with some weaponry and that kind of stuff. So in one sense, you have Hillary Clinton and Gates saying that, no, we're not going to do anything with arms. We're not going to pay for the arms, blah, blah, blah. And then you hear the CIA is doing that. So, what is really the truth here, I guess?
Well,
thanks for the call. We'll take some more on the flip side.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big, bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Two, three, four. Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
So a three rack here for a second if we're talking about Libya. No decision has been made about arming the rebels, according to the White House, but yet the CIA is on the ground there, supposedly coming up with ways to help this ragtag bunch in getting rid of Muammar Gaddafi. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Hey, we're hanging in there, you know. So, you know, Kate, you know, when you're looking at, I mentioned this a while back. We talked a little bit about it. When you're looking at the Middle East, and about the only thing out of the Middle East anybody wants is their oil. You know, the rest of it you could leave behind and bury it in the sand, you know, their religion, their, you know, whatever. We wouldn't care about it. When you look at these countries over there and this uprising is going on everywhere, I mean, you know, look at the ones that have dictators. You know, you got Libya's got a dictator. Egypt had a dictator running it. So did Tunisia. Those people rose up. Yemen's got a dictator. It's been there 40 years. People are trying to rise up against him. Syria's got a dictator. They've been rising up, trying to rise up there, you know. And Iraq, of course, had one, which we got rid of.
Right.
You know, and even Obama in his speech said Monday, you know, we don't want another Iraq where we got to go in and spend 8 to 10 years trying to get this country turned into a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we would have the same situation that happened in Iraq happen in that the FBI were put into that position because they're 97% Sunni there, you know, and most of the problems that were happening in Iraq was, you know, they were killing each other over their religion.
Right.
Their differences in their religion. And,
yeah.
And then you've got, you know, the monarchs, you know, Saudi Arabia. Is it Qatar or Cater? Qatar. How do you say that town, that country? I don't know. Some people call it Qatar and Qatar or whatever. Is it Qatar?
Yeah.
I thought it was
mm-hmm.
Qatar, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know what the name called it, Qatar. But in any case, though, you know, they've got a king. Kuwait's got a king. You know, Iran had a king until the revolution, you know, the revolution threw him out back in 78 or 79, was it? And so when you look at these, you just don't, across the Middle East, you don't see democracy. It's just, and it's not something these people have ever. That probably was another issue that was going on in Iraq, is that they didn't know what democracy is, you know. And, you know, these people have purple fingers for the first time in their life from the East.
You're right.
And so, you know, one of the lessons, the main lessons that we learned, you know, from, that we should have learned from World War One, World War Two, is you go in and you take somebody's dictator out, you go in and take out a country, what are you going to leave behind, you know? I mean, we left Germany alone, Hitler came about, we had to go back again, you know? And then we didn't leave the second time in Germany, did we? We put bases all over the place, we stayed there. Same thing with Japan. You know, they were an imperial dictatorship, if you want to call it that. And, you know, their emperor. And whatever he said goes. And, you know, we went in and we put our bases there. We stayed there. That's the same thing that's going on over. You know, we've got our bases. We've still got people. And we've had bases in Saudi Arabia now for, well, over 20 years since the Gulf War, the original Gulf War.
Right.
You know, we got bases that are going to stay in Iraq probably for 10, 20 years down the road. You know, and part of that is you just can't go in and overthrow a government and then just go, okay, we'll leave you guys alone. That's what we did in Afghanistan, like Charlie Wilson told us. And, you know, and what happened? Al-Qaeda got, or Taliban took over. Al-Qaeda came in, and then they funded terrorism, and the rest is history. So I guess the whole point I'm trying to share with all this thing is, you know, I'm questioning whether or not, you know, what was best for Libya? Don't get me wrong. I wish we could get rid of every dictator on this planet. I don't wish, instead of that dictator, that there could be democracy in those countries, that people could express their views politically and not have to worry about being shot out right there on the spot. You know, that's what, I mean, that would be my great wish for this planet, is that everyone could participate in how their countries run. But, you know, when you've got a choice between, you know, when Obama said this, he said, well, we're not arming those people. And now, of course, you know, and by the way, who knows what the CIA does, Kate?
Well, no, you know what? The CIA was definitely there after the F-15 Strike Eagle, when that crashed. They went there to help out, for sure. But that they're supposedly making contact with the opposition and assessing, let's say, the needs of the forces, meaning the weapons.
Right. And but who are these people, okay? Are these people that are going to be screaming for democracy once Gaddafi's gone?
Do you really think any of those places are going to have, you just said it. Do you think any of them are really going to have democracies? No.
And so, you know, if we arm these people, then we're turning around and, you know, once again, we've got a country, like I mentioned just Monday, that, you know, has got oil reserves that can turn around and use that money for terrorism, which is what Iran does. You know, and also I can see why 47% of the country saying we shouldn't have done anything, should have just left them to themselves. Because, you know, it's you know, at the same time, you and I know you don't want to see people have dictators just putting people in prison, shooting and torturing people. You don't want to see that anywhere on the planet.
No.
But we've got to, you know, you can't, unfortunately, I mean, I wish these people didn't have any oil, Kate. I wish we were able to find it out in Pacific, Middle Pacific somewhere or something like that, you know, and the word was, you know, they didn't have anything to use money to create terrorism.
Don, you just said it there. Thanks. We're going to let you slide here. What you just said there, that's the key. The key is money, power corrupts. Think of the oil. Think of the Saudis. Think of, okay, in the belly of the beast and what's created, like you said. Otherwise, what is it? We're talking about sand. What do you want from that area? Oil, but nobody's copping to the oil thing. All right, I wanted you to hear something that Donald Rumsfeld had to say. Remember, he was the Secretary of Defense. He was at one point the youngest when he did it the first time around, and then he was the oldest when he did it during the Bush administration. And he kind of laid in the weeds after the Obama folks took over and everything happened, and then he went away, remember. He has written a book, and now he's kind of popping up on some of the shows. So he threw in his two cents when he was asked about the missiles in Libya. Take a listen.
What worries me about the situation is that how it's going to turn out depends on what signals we send, and we're sending somewhat confused signals in this sense. There's ambiguity about whether or not Gaddafi's going to be there when this is over. And put yourself in the shoes of Gaddafi's military or his government people or the citizens. If the rebels are saying we need help, people are going to debate whether to help. As long as we don't give clarity that Gaddafi will be gone, then there's a problem because people won't defect from the government. And there will be greater humanitarian disaster.
Well, the president said he has to go. The Secretary of State says he has to go. The British government says he has to go. The French government says he has to go. The problem is the United Nations resolution under which the military is operating does not say he has to go.
And the president of the United States and the coalition have not said that it is their intention that he go. And that's going to cause hesitation on the part of all kinds of people in that country. Do they help the rebels or don't they help the rebels? Do they become part of the rebel effort? And the longer it goes on in that kind of ambiguity, I think the more people will be killed.
See, there you said, the longer it goes on, more people will be killed. I agree. The more that happens, the ambiguity is a great word to use there. And has the president authorized this covert help for the Libyan rebels? You know, arming the unknown rebels, is that a mistake? Ultimately, the stalemate problem is a big one. Because then what happens if you still have the so-called humanitarian cause going on, but yet Gaddafi is still in power? Yes, one of his foreign ministers bailed. Maybe that's a good sign. Went to London, said, I'm done, I'm not going to do this anymore. Okay. But still, Gaddafi's people have the best weapons. The rebels are all over the map. I mean, really, they're all over the map. It's not one leader, it's us against them. When you think of war, especially back in the day, I mean, we could go back and talk about all kinds of wars, the us's and the them's. And yes, you had some small factions here and there, but this is really splintered. And really splintered is tough because who are you dealing with? Who are you dealing with? Who are you arming ultimately that's what going to take over when Gaddafi is out, if Gaddafi can get bumped out? That means to me, if nothing else, more money is definitely going to be spent. More money is ultimately going to be spent. And does this go on and on and on with not a final ending or not ending on a high note? We need a high note here. We need a big finish for the U.S. Are we going to get Are we going to get the big finish? And the answer is, you know, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to get that. I hope not. I don't want to be uber cynical. It'd be great if that happens. Boom, Gaddafi's gone. Okay, now we don't have to worry about it. That, what's going the next government going to be like? But, geez, we'll advise you, whatever. A whole bunch of us from NATO will help you out. But at least that money, that fighting, that weaponry, all that stuff, that's done. All that's gone. And then for the people who are still stuck in those situations, for them, at least temporarily, because who knows about this new government, it would be over with. All right, coming up on the flip side, a real what would you do? You know, there's a show on the tube now called What Would You Do? Oh, I got a good one for you. What would you do? Plus, give me a break, man. Now they're taking Easter away. Can't say the word Easter. Are you kidding me? It's like that whole Christmas flap. Coming up with me, Kate Delaney, on ATN.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
All right, I want you to close your eyes, America. Picture, if you will, you and a handful of your work friends have just free and clear won $202.9 million to split up among yourselves. That's what the taxes taken out, and there's seven of you. You know, seven people played the lottery together that won that $319 million Mega Millions jackpot. Normally, there was an eighth guy out of Albany, New York. He would usually play, be part of it. They would get a whole bunch of tickets. And they were trying to get him to play. I guess they were out at having lunch. They asked him a couple of times, "Don't you want to play? Don't you want to play? Don't you play?" And he didn't pony up his money to play in the pool. So wouldn't you know it, it's the one time that these unlikely winners win. Oh, they were state workers, state government workers in New York, IT professional types. They haven't come forward to publicly claim the prize, Apparently, they didn't show up for work on Monday. There's some openings, by the way, in Albany. If this fits your job description loosely, I don't know everything specifically they did. But because this is what they're doing, I guess they're working with lawyers and financial advisors because they're going to split this whole thing up and take the lump. It looks like they're going to take the lump sum, and it's kind of older and younger people who bought these tickets together. So this poor one guy normally would be part of it, and they tried to get him, and he wouldn't do it. Oh. So then I think the question becomes, all your buddies, these are your workmates. They quit. They're done. You haven't won a dime. You're out. Everyone knows you're like the biggest loser in a sense. Do you, if you have won some of that money, would you give the guy some money? So, I mean, it doesn't have to be a lot of money. Like, let's say I'm part of that group. I feel bad for my buddy, Jack. So I say, you know, Jack, usually you're always with us, and you just didn't play that time, and I got everyone breathing down my back, but I'm going to gift you whatever amount. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's $100,000. But $100,000, whatever it is, something, just give him something. I have to say, I think I would do that. Not to be a goody-goody, but I would, if this was someone, unless it was somebody I was just couldn't, if for some reason we had an adversarial relationship, but I would think I wouldn't have, because I don't know that I personally wouldn't be in that situation where I was constantly lunching with them and, you know, all playing all in on the lottery with everybody. I don't think I would feel that way. So I think I would, I'd have to do something. I would be too guilt-ridden. I would feel too terrible. But of course it's going to pale in comparison to the millions of dollars that I would have. But whatever it is, I would do that. Would you do that? Would you do that, America? I want you to send me that. I want people to send me that. What would you do? Would you give this poor guy some money? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or you could say, hey, Jack, sorry that you have to work for the state for the rest of your life, but I'll tell you what, I'll buy your lunches for an entire year. I'm going to go to the deli, and I'm going to give him the money for whatever you want to eat. Oh, now, that'd be pouring salt into the wound. I would just give him some money. Just give him some money. And this idea that he could take solace, I saw a report on this on one of the networks, that he could take solace in the fact or the knowledge that a lot of times people really screw up when they win big lottery jackpots. Their lives fall apart. They get divorced. They get sued. They have family problems galore. They overextend themselves. They go bankrupt. You know, all these crazy things. I'm sorry. I'm going to call foul on that. Doesn't matter that a bunch of idiots blew their money, couldn't handle it. Doesn't sound like these people are doing that. They're already getting the advisors, all that stuff. So that's not going to make me feel better. If I'm that guy and I hear that story, I'm saying, please don't tell me that story. I don't want to hear about it. I mean, forget about it. I don't want to hear that, right? All right, I have another one for you, too. You know, because we've been talking about Libya this whole hour, I thought we'd throw in a few other things. And the other thing that I'm thinking about is just how with all these things, like the seriousness of the repercussions of what's happening in the Middle East, the fact that we don't have this budget again, that we could actually have a government shutdown, although my sources say, good chance there might be a compromise here. And I don't think that's necessarily a big surprise because it's either going to go one way or the other, you know. There's either going to be a compromise or not, or they're going to put a Band-Aid over it. They need to solve this problem, they being the people that we have elected. Our congresspeople and our senators. The senators for 40 days have done nothing on this budget. April 8th looms large. So in the middle of all these things that are happening, and in our own lives, the things that everybody's concerned about, lack of jobs, working too many jobs, worried about what's going to happen, their kids are in school, and the teachers are being cut, and whatever ails you, even if you're the most positive person in the world, you got some bumps along the way, I guarantee it. Then I read this story about a town in Ohio that is taking, they do an egg hunt, an Easter egg hunt, and they decided, ooh, it's not politically correct to say Easter egg hunt, so we're going to take the word Easter out. This And I went to school in Ohio, and I was reading this, and I was like, oh, you got to be kidding. And I know the area. It's Munson, Ohio. So this dates back. This dates back to 1878. How does the word Easter offend somebody in a very small rural area? I don't get it. Can't they just leave Easter in there? It's time for the egg hunt. It's crazy. It's tradition. That's when we're so off the rails. We're too politically correct. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous to do that. Now, there is a home builder in the area, you're going to love this, who's actually ponying up $600 to put the sponsorship in private hands. So do it privately so that the Easter could be put back in the egg hunt. If they're allowed to do this, the county prosecutor's looking at it, if they're allowed to do this legally, then they're going to be able to call it egg hunt, but it costs $600 to do that. So then the taxpayers aren't footing the bill, I guess. That's the idea. That's nuts. All right, last word this hour. Quickly, Mark in New York. Mark, go for it.
Yeah, the guy in Albany, I'd give him a choice. If he's renting, I'd buy him any new Ford vehicle. I'd bring him to the dealership if he's renting. If he owns a house, I'd pay his mortgage off. That's what I would do for the guy at the lottery.
Sweet.
The least you could do. If he was with you the long haul, you pay off his mortgage. That's
I agree. Guy. Something.
Yeah, really quick. I want you to see if your audience could see a pattern here with our president. All we heard about was Bush, Cheney, Halliburton in Iraq and Afghanistan, which were still involved in Iraq and Afghanistan. How come we're not hearing Obama, Biden, Petrobras? The biggest shareholder in Petrobras, the Brazilian oil company, is George Soros. He's investing all that money in Brazil. Why America? Because look at the demographics. He wants to ingratiate himself to all of the Latinos because he knows that's who's going to vote for him in the next election. The independents, the old white folks, they're not going to support this guy anymore, and there's not enough of the black vote to get this guy back in office. So that's why he went down to Brazil and planted his lips on the rear end of the Brazilian people there, because he wants us to buy their oil. And, Don, we don't need Middle Eastern oil. We have tons of oil here, but he doesn't want to open up the Gulf. The workers are still out of a job. He's aligned with George Soros. In Libya, Repsol oil from France and Italians, Berlusconi, Sarkozy, they told this guy, look, we want our oil supplies uninterrupted. You have to help us out. This is all it's about. I told you before, it's Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase. These banks have interest in the Middle East there.
You're right.
Look, the pattern I'm talking about is he's helping every other country except ours. He sued Arizona. Again, the people are trying to protect themselves. He's shipping guns to Mexico to take away our guns. This pattern just goes on and on and on. Is he for us or is he against us? And lastly, I'll say, and I'll get off, the thing about Easter is whoever's behind that got it upset is there's a war on Christianity. You can do anything you want against Christians, Catholics, Christians, whatever, Baptists, but you can't say anything against the Muslims. It's insane.
It is insane. What a way to end that, Mark. We got to fly. We're up against it, but you're right. It is insane, some of what he just said there, and he's right about the Brazilians and talking about the oil situation there. I agree with that. It's a follow the money kind of thing. I'm going to leave you with this thought from Henry Beecher, who said, it's not work that kills men, it's worry. Work is healthy. You can hardly put more than a man on his back than he can bear, but worry is the rust upon the blade. Think about it.